And so an early morning greeting from the beauty that is Brockwell Park, and especially the beauty that is Brockwell Lido. Sadly, not so this morning. So I'm sitting outside the Lido, the closed Brockwell Lido, as a succession of joggers run past, a few early morning dog walkers. But then added into this scene, into this usually tranquil and beautiful, wonderful South London early morning summer scene, is the optimism of Lido swimmers, Lido lovers approaching, all ready to embrace the cool, refreshing waters of Lake Brockwell, early morning, al fresco, and then minutes later, being turned away, looking unhappy, despondent, frustrated, to find out that for the second morning running, their Lido is closed. So really, really sad to say, we've got the same situation that we had here 24 hours ago, which is chlorine. The pool has been pumped full of chlorine. It's been deemed unfit to swim in. Now, this is so disappointing. It's a very delicate balancing act here for the outdoor pool. Algae does form on the pool surface. And if you don't treat this, then you attract a lot of midges, a lot of flies. I had the situation last summer where the pool was closed for that very same reason. So the solution is you pump in chlorine, you get rid of the algae, you put in too much chlorine, and the water is just not suitable for swimming. Now, this has happened, yes, twice in 2 days, three times this month. It happened last year, and this has all been under Fusion's watch. So while Fusion have had the lease to manage the Lido, which they do normally in a fairly reasonable way, but in 12 summers of glorious outdoor swimming here at the Lido, under Paddy and Casey's management, this situation didn't happen once. The algae problem there was treated by sending down guys in wetsuits, a bit of breathing apparatus, and the good old-fashioned way of chiselling away the algae, keeping the beautiful, pure Brockwell water open and available for an entire season of outdoor swimming. People really aren't happy here this morning. I've just been seeing people walking in, walking out, getting very, very angry. Poor Fusion guy on desk who's come on for the early shift. I asked him, you know, how this has happened two consecutive mornings, and he was told it's very unfortunate. The lifeguard who was on duty last thing last night was told, do not pump chlorine in the pool. Whatever you do, don't annoy the swimmers, do not pump chlorine in the pool. He did the same again. He left the chlorine on overnight, and the pool has been pumped full of chlorine. So I think Fusion have got a few staffing issues, maybe to get their heads around later on today. Yesterday, so the pool was closed early and the chlorine was left to evaporate off. We opened again sometime around 9:30. So if you're thinking of a Brockwell Lido swim this morning, I would suggest, first of all, calling up. The website, sadly, has not been updated, so that really shouldn't be your first port of call. Give the guys a call, see if they're open. I think they're optimistic of around a 9:30, 10 a.m. start, but not for any early morning swimmers. Right, there's a bit of a dogfight going off behind me, a bit of dog play. They're having fun down here at Brockwell. Sadly, our swimmers aren't. I'm left with the... I'm left with the decision to head off to Brixton Rec. And, the misery of an indoor dip in another chlorine-heavy, saturated pool. Not ideal.